So have you encountered any needs in the world around you this past week? I mean, needs that just sort of jumped out at you and really sort of spoke to you? What did you notice? Maybe you saw a young student eating lunch on their own while all the other kids are playing with each other or talking with each other. Maybe you watched a panhandler approaching passersby for change. Maybe you saw a senior struggling to use a debit card or a cell phone. So what did you notice? Did you take any action? I mean, most of us spot all sorts of needs around us each and every day, but often we don't do anything. I mean, there are questions of responsibility. Will my assistance undermine the person's own initiative? I mean, sometimes people have to figure things out for themselves, right? There are also questions of competence. Do I have the needed skills and knowledge to make any sort of difference in this situation? And then there are questions about resources. I think this is probably the biggest question. If I offer a hand, will I be overwhelmed by the need? I mean, if I step up, I do something, am I just going to be bowled over by an avalanche of other needs? Now, today's Bible story, the feeding of the 5,000, is the only miracle story found in all four Gospels, right? There's different variations, right? One, Philip is told to go buy some stuff. The other, I think it's John, the boy comes forward. But the story is found in all of the Gospels. So I think it's one of those stories that begs us to pay close attention. As Keith noted, in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus has just heard about the death of his cousin and colleague, John the Baptist. Jesus slips away to be on his own, but the crowds eventually locate him. Recognizing their poverty, Jesus has compassion on them. He sees the people's need for health, for truth, for nourishment, for peace of mind, and he spends the rest of the day ministering to them. He cares for them all day long, on a day that he really felt he needed care for himself, right? Well, as evening approaches, the disciples ask Jesus to send the crowds away. The disciples, you know, they're smart. They see that it's getting close to dinner time, and they know the people have just sort of scrambled after Jesus and haven't brought provisions, that they'll soon be hungry. They want the people to return to their villages to find food and fill their empty stomachs. But Jesus tells his disciples that they could meet the very need they noticed. They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Well, they respond, Jesus, we barely have enough to feed ourselves. This lunch, like, it's not going to feed all 12 of us, like maybe 3 of us, let alone a crowd of 5,000. Well, Jesus asks for what they have, and they hand it over to him, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus looks up to heaven, gives thanks to God. He breaks the food into pieces and then gives it to his disciples, and the disciples, they pass it along to the crowds. And we are told that everyone ate fish and bread. Everyone had fish and chips that evening. 12 basketfuls were left over. Now, it's quite the story. I find it interesting that Jesus, like the disciples, was concerned about the basic needs of the people. I mean, he wasn't just, well, I'm a teacher, and I'm just going to, I have to tell them how to live, right? No, Jesus cared for their bodies. He healed the people, and then he made sure they got supper as well. I find it interesting that Jesus himself does not actually feed the 5,000. Did you notice that? He passes it on to the disciples, who then pass it on to the people, right? Jesus enlists his followers to care for the people's needs. I mean, has anything changed in 2,000 years? That's what was happening. We forget that, right? We think Jesus was delivering all the goods back then. No, Jesus was getting his disciples to minister and serve. I find it probably most interesting, though, that despite a lack of resources, there was more than enough. With Jesus present, there is always enough. Did any of you know Bud Forbes? Yeah, some of you met him. I never met the man. He died this past week. But after reading about him, and you just Google it, you realize his passing is a big loss to Kamloops. I mean, in 2014, Out of the Cold Shelter was going to wrap up its operations at St. Vincent de Paul on the North Shore. I don't know why, but you can talk to Hallie. I think Hallie knows why. They were going to close down. Well, Forbes took it upon himself to find the program a new home. He and his wife, Jo Lynn, friends of St. Paul's Anglican Cathedral, were champions in ensuring the program would continue to operate, finding a home at the downtown church. He and his wife were instrumental in keeping the program alive all these years, doing everything from growing vegetables for meals, they put in a garden, to lending their shared vision on how the shelter should operate. Just 2 days before he died, Forbes was cooking turkeys to provide a Valentine's Day dinner for shelter guests. He got his hands dirty. Now, when Out of the Cold was going to fold, Forbes could have said, this isn't my problem. Hungry, cold people in Kamloops, where's the government, right? This isn't my problem. He could have said that, if an organization like St. Vincent de Paul can't manage this, there's no way that I as an individual or we as a couple or family could do this. He could have said, what do I know about running a shelter? I think he was a high school teacher or an educator, right? I don't know. I can't imagine that he would feel very competent in all the ins and outs of that. But when he heard Jesus say, "You take care of them. You take care of them," he followed in obedience. And now, when it's cold and snowing in Kamloops, people who are homeless have some extra options every Wednesday night and Sunday night. The shelter Forbes kept open provides a hot meal in the evening and the morning. There are 28 beds, which are open to both men and women, and guests can also pick up warm clothing and socks. As chaplain to the Rangers, I know the value of warm socks. So what needs have you noticed this past week? Could it be that Jesus is calling you to do something about it? Could it be that Jesus is calling us, St. Andrews, to do something about it? It may seem impossible, right? The task may seem impossible. But if the feeding of the 5,000 teaches us anything, it teaches us that when the disciples worked together and followed Jesus, they had more than enough. Thanks be to God. Amen.